What up, craftlings, and welcome back to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. I know it's been a little while, but that's because I hunkered down and wrote a story for this episode. No listener stories. If you submitted one you want to get read, it will most likely eventually get read. And if you want to submit one right now, haven't done it yet, just go to my website, minecraftshortstories.com. There's a link inside the description. Just go to the Submit a Story page, and you can fill that out and submit a story. Maybe we'll get right on the podcast. Anyways, just want to say I'm recording outside my car right now, so if you hear any fire trucks, any sirens, if you hear any traffic, it's just because I'm recording inside my car. So anyways, the story today is by me, like I said. I also hunkered down and got a name for it. It was just called Jason's Try, now it's called The Loyalty in the Rapids. So I think that's a good name. Maybe a little bit over the top. But also, like I said, link it to the website inside the description while you're down there. There's a link to my YouTube channel. I upload all the episodes there. You can listen to that on YouTube if you want to. And if you subscribe, that I would really appreciate it. Once you reach 1,000 subscribers, I will do a 3- or 4-way collab with some other Minecraft players. So if you want to see that happen, consider subscribing. Also, one last thing, while you're on the MinecraftShortStories.com website, there's other stuff on there too. I'm slowly working on getting the website how I want it. I like how it is right now, but I'm trying to get a little bit more organized, get a little bit more professional. So just maybe check that out. I do have merch on there. I've had merch for like a year now, quite a while. And I think it's pretty high quality. It's Bell plus Canvas, which is nice. And also my sister did the illustrations for it. So yeah, maybe check that out too. Anyways, let's get right into the story. The Loyalty in the Rapids. Jason had just been minding his own business, searching for a cave opening, enjoying the nice day, when a trident decided to ruin his good humor. It sailed from seemingly nowhere and hit his diamond-armored arm with a noise like a village bell. Jason winced and turned. His arm throbbed and the impact had knocked the sword out of his hand. Thinking fast, he set up a makeshift cobblestone barrier between him and the direction the projectile had come from. Just as he finished, he heard another trident impale itself into the cobblestone. The pain in his arm only lasted a second, but it felt like an hour. He heard another trident hit and rest quivering in the cobblestone. He saw the trident that had hit him, lying on its side. He reached out to take it, but his fingers couldn't grasp it, and it melted into the earth. Of course, he knew only the wielder of the trident could retrieve it, but if he acquired one of those, it could be a game changer. Now, to find his unknown adversary. Jason hadn't been paying much attention to what was around him, except for cave openings. He was traveling back to his house in the mesa, loaded full of gathered loot, hoping to find even more on the way. If he could get this trident, it would be more valuable than all the diamonds and iron in his inventory, and then some. Jason peeked his head over the wall and surveyed the area, ready to quickly recede if necessary. He had been assaulted in the plains, traveling north. Neighboring the biome was a birch forest to the west and more plains in the other directions. The terrain was hilly, and he had stopped in a shallow dip. No sign of any mobs except chickens and cows. The sun was directly overhead, and no dark crevices or shadows were to be seen anywhere. Glancing downwards, Jason's resolve to get this trident strengthened. There were three trines stuck firmly in the wall. All three glowed with enchantment. The only way there could be more than one is if the trident had been enchanted with loyalty. Jason was a little rusty on trident enchantments, and not much was known anyway. He returned to its thrower, but left a physical copy of itself by using some of its durability. The copy was unobtainable. He renewed his search, waiting for another trident to be thrown, to give away the bearer's spot. He must have anticipated that, as nothing else came. Jason didn't feel safe, but he had enough confidence to step out from behind the wall and march in the direction he knew the trident had come from, with a shield held high in front of him. He heard a whistling sound and dropped to his knees, shield guarding his body. The trident impaled itself in the very outer edge of his shield, its prongs even going all the way through. Jason threw his shield onto his back and began sprinting in the way the projectile had come. He finally saw his adversary, a drowned. The drowned was in a large river, also between two hills, with a large glinting prismarine pronged weapon in its hand. The trident. Jason had heard of drowns using tridents, but it didn't make sense to him. This was a weapon of skill and precision. How could an undead wield it? Another trident sailed towards him, but it was way off target. Jason's makeshift wall was about 30 blocks from here, that such a rotten looking undead could throw that far. The drowned looked to be sizing up Jason as he sprinted towards it. Jason was pale and a little bit short, with black hair. He had been training with swords since he was little, infatuated with the quick combat and competition. He had even won two of the all-overworld village swordship competitions. Jason was almost close enough for combat. The drowned quickly sank into the water. Jason caught a glimpse of the drowned in the water. He was hurrying along the riverbed, trying to make it out of sight along a bend. Best not know how to swim, Jason thought. It was moving slowly. He dived in after it and really drowned on it. He was so intent on his task that he didn't notice a trident sailing towards him. It sailed right beneath his face and struck him in the chest, pushing him backwards and knocking the breath out of him. He was dazed and his armor was dented, though the prong luckily hadn't pierced it. His breath ran out and he began taking rapid damage. The drowned turned. It was only about 20 blocks ahead. Jason's head broke the surface of the river and he gasped for air. His diamond armor weighed down on him and he felt tired, but he wasn't ready to give up. He quickly ate a cooked pork chop and dove back into the water. The drowned was still hurrying as fast as he could, which meant that Jason was able to weave around the thrown trends and catch up with the mob. As he pulled back his sword to strike the drowned, it whirled with a speed Jason didn't know it could have. It slashed a trident at Jason and caught him on his shoulder, ripping his diamond armor and tearing into his flesh. Jason yelled with pain, bubbles drifting upwards, and he swung his sword blindly. The tip of it cut into the drowned and the mob flashed red. Jason's lungs screamed for air and he swam with all his might towards the surface. As his head broke the water, another of the drowned's trents flew past him, barely missing the side of his helmeted head. Taking in a gulp of air, Jason swam hurriedly back to the fight. He swung his sword with all the might that he could muster. The drowned tried to block, but the trident was knocked aside. The sword crashed into the drowned's skull. It was a deafening blow and the drowned went spinning with a flash of red. Jason was almost certain the undead couldn't feel pain, but he winched for the mob anyway. The drowned righted itself, and from the look in its eyes, Jason felt a newt's end was near. Rage filled its eyes with this realization, and it renewed its assault on Jason with vigor. The trident's hand turned into an extension of its rotting body as it thrust and parried. Jason blocked and hit as fast as he could, but the drowned resisted them all. The drowned and Jason had drifted so close to the surface that he didn't have to worry about air. He could just pop his head above the water as he fought. He was staying afloat in the skirmish so far, but he was tiring quickly. His armor was growing more dented and his shield was in tatters. The drowned put all its undead strength into its next blow. The trident whistled through the water. Jason put up his shield in defense and the prong spear bounced off it, but blew the shield into pieces, throwing Jason back. It readied the trident again and prepared for the killing blow. In desperation, Jason charged forward, intent only on stopping the mob's next strike. He swung his sword desperately and connected. The drowned, horror and malice in its black beady eyes, flashed then disappeared, leaving experience, a copper ingot, and an enchanted trident. Jason didn't feel valorous or happy. He had gone the trident, but only pure desperation had spared his life. His armor now broken and without a shield, he picked up the glowing trident from the riverbed. Part 2 sometime soon. Yes, I know you guys don't like when I split up the story, but this is going to be too long for one episode. Also, I'm taking a few creative liberties with the way that trines work, just a little bit, with the trine, like, keeping being there and not despawning, and also, I don't know if the, left behind trines from a loyalty trine don't stay there, and also, they are not enchanted if they would. So, yes, I know that. Just taking some creative liberties. So keep that in mind. And also, I just want to say, this is not related to the story, but I did an episode with Grayson called Our Golden Tool Stupid with Grayson Wynn. I did that a while ago, a few months ago, and it got buried behind all of the re-uploading of the Minecraft Spooky Stories episodes. So barely any people heard that one. So I think that's a really great episode, and I think you should go listen to that. So maybe check that out. But anyways, this has been the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. I hope you will join me next week. I don't know if next week will be part 2, but you'll just have to find out. And I'll see you guys inside the next episode.